Mark Sanbo is a former Grand Marais mayor and is seeking that post again this election. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
Tell us why you want to be mayor again.
Well, that's kind of an interesting question. I wasn't planning on running for mayor this time around. But, you know, when you look at what my background is, I'm in the Lions Club. And so I believe in service. I think everybody owes something to your community when you're going to be living in a community. And I was mayor before. And when I looked, the sign-up date came and went, and no one had signed up, and it was getting close to the end. And a couple people came to me and said, would you consider being mayor again? And I said, well, sure. I'd enjoy being mayor again. I enjoyed mayor when I was mayor. And so I ended up saying, you know, I may as well give it a shot. And I was hoping that my entrance into the campaign would elicit some more response before this the end of the sign-up date, and someone what else would run, but it didn't happen, and now we have a write-in.
Well, to your way of thinking, Mark, what's the most important issue that faces Grand Marais, or issues?
Well, I economic development is one of those. I mean, and the economy itself, the business park, if we can get the business park to sell some lots and so we can garner some more tax income, I think that would be the best thing for us to do. I think we need to look very seriously at how can we make that business park more viable for people to buy into so that we can get all those lots that are there. I think there's 39 lots onto the tax rolls rather than sitting there not being taxed. You know, there's all kinds of, now you've got a lot of people that are interested in coming here. And I think if broadband comes in, we now have a chance of getting some people who want to live here, but not necessarily have to have the manufacturing, but they can use broadband to their advantage. There are many, many more people in Minnesota and in the country that are working from their home on the internet. And if broadband is here, I think that would be a boon to the area.
So if the new governor continues the policy of local government aid on allotments or shifts, what options does the city have to balance its budget?
Well, there aren't many options to that. I think obviously the easiest option, but not the one that I would recommend, would be raising taxes. The other thing would be, again, going back to the business park, if we can get the business park lots sold, now those lots are on the tax rolls, and so our tax base will increase. Much like when I was mayor in the first time around, Cobblestone Cove was built and East Bay Suites was changed from a hotel into condos. Well, that increased our tax base, and so consequently, the mill rate went down about 14% during that period of time, and so taxes kind of stayed level.
What about wage freezes or service cuts?
When you start doing that, you're cutting to the bone. I'm not sure if cutting services is a good idea, but what service do we want to cut? Do we want to not have street maintenance? Do we not want to have those things that you kind of depend on a daily basis? I'm sure there are things that can be done. A wage freeze is a possibility, but I still think the best way of doing this is increasing our tax base, mm-hmm. and that's getting more people here.
In your opinion, what's the future for Grand Marais? Is it bright?
Well, you know, I'm in the lodging business, Jay, and we seem to be having a fairly decent summer. I think the Lutzentofte tourism area and our area and the Gunflint Trail, we've been drawing people here, and there are people who come here who would say, "Gee, I would love to live there," and I think that is a key. Whether they're retired, I mean, I'd love to see some more young people come with kids so that our school system can sustain itself. I mean, right now the school, you know, it's dropping enrollment. And if we can do something to help our economy and, you know, get businesses more interested in coming here with the broadband and with the business park, then I think we can get more people coming here and then our tax base increases.
Yeah, what I've heard on national news in a number of reports is that whole high-speed internet thing and working from home does encourage people to move to a community, and they typically are younger people with kids.
Yes, this is an ideal community to raise a family in. Oh, I shouldn't say ideal. It's not quite ideal. As my wife tells me every now and then, the only thing I miss about living in the city is that if I go to one craft store and I don't find what I want, within 5 minutes there's four or five more. And so that's the one disadvantage of living here. But it's just a matter of planning. We love it here, and we're not thinking about moving, and we think this is a great place to live, and it would have been a great place to raise our kids if we would have been here earlier.
Candidate for Grand Marais Mayor, Mark Sambo, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay.